With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, the USDA released a set of reports back on January 12th that it contained information that had implications for corn and soybean prices in 2018. Seth Meyer is the chairman of the USDA's Outlook Board. He says at this point in the marketing year, there's really not a lot of wiggle room for change in the USDA's forecast, especially when it comes to average crop prices.
Now, when it comes to prices, those are obviously prices received by farmers, and those are very front-loaded in terms of marketing. So, you know, much of the crop, more than half of the crop, is already marketed by the time you get to February. A significant amount of it's marketed. Now, you get a little jump up in marketings in January for tax reasons, as some of those corn sales and bean sales get pushed off into the new tax year. But again, it drops off pretty sharply because we've already marketed a fair amount of the crop when you think about traditional marketing weights. As we're going along now, there's a lot more limited room to get much price movement in terms of those prices received by farmers because a lot of it's already been marketed.
Farmers, as well as policymakers, are always interested in season average forecasts of prices received by farmers for things like corn, soybeans, and wheat. Those forecasts are also needed to complete price loss coverage, or PLC payment rates, and agricultural risk coverage, or ARC payments, that are offered under the Farm Act. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.